Just off Girton Highway, Donovan Green and her crew of eight are cleaning up debris from Hickory Creek. They all work for environmental group Mountain True. It's a beautiful sunny fall Wednesday in November. Each person is equipped with shovels, crowbars, gloves, boots, buckets, trash cans, and other hand tools. She's led this team since August. Green used to work as a regional program coordinator for REI's outdoor guided program. She says that although Hurricane Helene happened over a year ago, debris cleanup is far from over.
Folks think because it's been a year out, there must have been so much cleaning done, but in reality, that's not the case.
Each day looks a little different for Green and her crew. When they arrive on site, they start with a team meeting, and Green lays out the game plan, like what areas to target and who will take each spot. Crew members use their tools to dig debris out of the ground and pick out each piece of trash by hand, a physically exhausting task. They fill a bucket to the brim, haul it up to the banks of the creek, and toss the debris into a nearby dumpster, then head back down to do it all again for 8 hours a day. Green says her crews are finding home furniture, metal sheets, tin roofs, and plenty of PVC pipe. She says sometimes she is surprised at how debris can show up anywhere along the riverbanks.
We looked up and there was like a big, beautiful tree and some other things that were just being held up by a lip of tires that were still just embedded into the riverbank because that's how they built it in the first place. Now we have to pause because we don't want these tires to be here, but if we continue to remove this, that is going to greatly impact something that is already here.
The cleanup site in Girton is one of many areas throughout the region where the nonprofit is trying to clean up debris from smaller waterways. In mid-July, Mountain True received a $10 million grant from the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, allowing it to expand its regional debris cleanup and river restoration work. The funding also enabled the group to hire 79 displaced workers. One of the new hires is Jenny Brown. She used to work as a hairstylist, but felt that profession wasn't calling to her anymore.
It just really spoke to me to, one, help be cleaning up nature because she had so many scars from all of that, and then helping the community because so many people were put out.
She started volunteering with the group a year ago and has officially been working for them since the end of August.
I really like it, but it is very physically taxing. It can also be very emotional sometimes. As you can see, this is a lot.
Emotional side of debris cleanup is something fellow crew member Matt Willing shares. He previously worked for a tree company in Hendersonville before joining Mountain True in August.
It was pretty tough those first few days. You kind of hate to say it, but you get a little numb to the devastation. But every now and then you'll find something, a little trinket or something that belonged to somebody. And that's when it kind of sinks in what we're really doing.
Throughout the day, crew members remove debris while making sure to avoid injuring themselves or harming the environment. Other environmental groups have previously raised concerns about how cleanup is done and what should be removed or left in the waterways. A balance, Green says, is hard to maintain. She remembers having to make a difficult decision to remove a colony of mice who made a piece of debris their home.
We found like little mouse houses, which is really cute, and they scatter everywhere, and you're like, no! Like, you feel bad, but you don't want this huge air mattress wrapped around three trees to be a home for a bunch of things because it's just going to contribute to the microplastics that are leaking into our waterways.
Green and her crew have removed more than 3,000 pounds of trash from the site in Girton. They're now working their way upstream to clean up additional areas. They plan to keep going until the grant money runs out. Soy Jose Sandoval, BPR News.